I don't know why I didn't take a second piss before the show started, because I needed to. I got that little nervous dog piss.
Oh.
I know. I'm not, which is weird, because I shouldn't be stressed about this show. I've done 600 episodes at this point.
Yeah.
Who gives a goddamn? You know, the people that are going to listen are going to listen.
No one's listening.
No one's listening at all.
Nate Gonzalez. Nate Gonzalez is listening on.
Nate Gonzalez.
Hi, Nate.
I love Nate.
I do, too.
Yeah. That's one.
Nate's listening goes back to Eva's original days on
this
show.
That's right. Nice. Hi, Nate.
Nate has recently gotten single, and now he's with a girlfriend.
Oh.
So there you go.
That's fun.
She's younger and hasn't had kids.
I don't have kids.
No, I'm just saying.
But you're not younger.
Well, no, I'm saying you weren't married to Nate to begin with.
That's true. I wasn't.
I'm just saying he upgraded vaginal canals.
And I got a boo, so.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boo, 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 boo.
Boo.
Boo, boo.
Boo. Everyone has Papa's basement. Wait. I'm John Papa. Yeah?
Well, I was going to say, do you have a boo or a bae?
I got a boo.
You got a boo or a bae?
You got boo bays.
I got a boo.
You got boo bays. Oh, he beat me to it. All right, do your little intro thing. Do your little thing.
Savagely beat you on the curb, but okay. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm the show's host, hence its weird name. I named Papa's Basement in 2007 when I was taking a class at a public access station after a night of doing cocaine, watching the Suns play off of my Chinaware. And I've stuck with it ever since. I just put it week one, wrote it down on a piece of paper. What do you want your show name to be? Papa's Basement. I was still high on Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, and basement grade cocaine. And that's what we came up with. There you go. We got in Basically. Studio today the coughing Eva Crickson. She's so lovely.
Thank you.
She slipped me a fiver. She slipped me a sawbuck to be like, mention that I look younger than I am.
A fiver? A Lincoln?
Yeah.
A whole Lincoln.
A whole Lincoln.
Yeah. It'll still get you somewhere with me because I'm such a chisel.
Five B's for a quarter.
That was the style back. That was the fashion back then.
Yeah.
And we got Joe Gagliardi over here.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at this. I like how I say these names. Like, I'm announcing Wayne Gretzky and Bo Jackson. And
yeah.
The rest of the Super Friends, whatever that cartoon
was. I mean, you got
the
music. I feel, you know, if you want me to put on skates and take the ice.
I would like to see you take a skate. If you could do that, insert that with no regard for the health of your rectum.
Just an ice skate in my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rectum donor.
Yeah. Rectum donor. No, that would be a bit for the show. Just like fish around Joe's ass with a skate blade.
And then we throw
lemons at you.
That's okay. So that's... All right. We're off and running. I'm glad I told a bunch of people to listen.
Eva looks like she's in a black church. Got her hands in the air. Yeah. Yeah, Lollapalooza / Black Church.
Oh, happy day!
Okay, and that's the show.
And scene.
We talked about sodomizing Joe with metal.
With ice skates, I guess.
And then assaulting him with citrus.
Yeah.
So there's a bit longtime listeners of the show will know. There's a couple things in my life we call the bit. I used to go to a place, Arlington Bar and Grill. We would call that the bit. I had a circle of friends. We would be like, hey, you want to do the bit? And it meant drinking there. But in the context of this show, there's one bit. And that bit is announcing the death of celebrities my mom's age to her in order to depress her and incite like a moment of existential terror.
You are the worst.
I am not a good son. At times I felt bad about it. As I get more self-aware.
How mean is that?
That was your home for 9 months.
Yeah, it was.
That was your home. You would have died anywhere else except for there. This is how you...
Well, you know, that broken home produced this. So really it deserves nothing. It just deserves scorn. So I will, you know, Adam West. And it's like it's my own science kit. I get to be like, hey, mom, Adam West died. And she'll be like, I didn't care much for Batman. You're like, all right, back to the drawing board. And then you're like, oh, Debbie Reynolds died. It's like, ah!
Did Debbie Reynolds die?
She's dead.
Really?
She died.
Your Casio watch is going off?
I mean, it's a G-Shock.
What is it? Beat off a clock?
It's a G-Shock.
She died 2 days after her daughter, Carrie Fisher.
Oh, the shock of it was too much for her.
It was too much.
Oh, wait.
They're dancing together in heaven, don't you know?
They're
singing
in the rain.
I did know that. I had forgotten that. I forgot Debbie Reynolds was Carrie Fisher's mom.
Oh, my God.
Really? What is this, this quiet storm voice you're doing, by the way?
Oh, well, it just slowed down. It just slowed down, man.
You eat three hot dogs, two bananas.
You know the worst part about it is one of the hot dogs rolled out of the container and like rolled across the floor, but like somehow the ketchup and mustard didn't come off. How does that explain that? You know, that's like, 7-Eleven, man.
You have the diet of what they throw at a gorilla with an open cage.
I don't know about that, but at least they try to take care of the gorilla pee and such. Nobody gives a shit about all the Joey G's digestive system.
Yeah, no, the gorilla at least gets some greens between the cigarette butts.
Just disgusting. Man. That's why they give them away. That's how they 7-Eleven. They're like drug dealers. They like trap you. They're like, oh, download our app. We'll give you these two free hot dogs. Next thing you know.
You got the mildest voice right now.
Well, you know.
Joe was very upset with his new phone that there's no 7-Eleven app on it, so he can't get his free hot dogs.
Yeah. I thought he did have a 7-Eleven app, and he was bragging about getting free hot dogs.
I just got it.
I thought you said you were upset about it. No.
I'm upset that I ate the hot dogs.
He said he installed the 7-Eleven app, got two free hot dogs.
Shut up, Eva. You're never listening.
And then ate them promptly after rolling them on the floor.
It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
As is the Italian fashion.
Eva Friction.
That's the Polish half. I'm going to roll my food and then eat it.
Give me the half. Smoke. Oh man,
do you have like a Greek should do gyro? Do you have like a weird pronunciation for kielbasa? Or, like, give me the kielbasa or something like that.
Kielbasa.
Are you Polish too?
He's kielbasa, half, yeah.
half Polish, half Italian. Only the good half.
I was just about to say it. You beat me to it.
It's a classic, man. It's a classic.
It's my favorite movie.
Yeah. I love that movie. Yeah. It's a great one. Yeah. Now I'm all conscious about my voice. Like, I don't want to be like, hey, guys.
No, you're really mild today. Like, if you walked in here and you're like, yeah, I just banged my wife and ate a buffet, I'd be like, yeah, that's the energy level I'm getting right now.
Right.
You're spent.
All right. So you want me not post sex and buffet. So you want me post what? Like gym, like workout. What do you want me to do?
Like, do a couple bumps, pep it up.
Like a couple. I break out this Red Bull, but the Fairfax Public Access, not a big.
It's not going to work fast enough. You're gonna have to reach within.
It's either Coke or nothing.
Just twist your nipples. Like, twist your nipples till skin breaks.
Got to go deep, 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 deep. Got to get in there.
Yeah. You know, like, imagine you're turning a record from a 33 to a 45. Just, like, twist your...
Nobody gets that reference.
I know. I only made it because there's a record machine, like, right here. That's the only way I know how record...
A record machine.
There's one of these record contraptions.
Yeah, that's the only way I know it. Even I'm not that goddamn old, but they have two friggin' turntables right here in the studio.
What was the record machine that had, like, the big giant horn, something phone,
the gramophone?
Is that dictaphone? Oh, no.
The gramophone? Like, you mean that record, the dictaphone? A dictaphone would record your voice. Yeah.
The dictaphone.
I hate this.
It was the vagina phone.
I hate this.
I hate all this. This is all bad. It hurts my tummy more than the hot dogs. And the half a turtle and whatever else you ate.
What do we think the over-under is on Joey getting sick from the relish?
Is it going to be the relish? The fact you rolled on the goddamn ground, you savage.
What? How do you know I ate it after it rolled on the ground?
Because you said I ate both hot dogs. You like marched up to us.
How do you know there wasn't a third one? I'm just saying. Maybe I got two free and bought one. I don't know. They're like, what are they, like 79 cents? I don't care. Had I no time, wasn't sure two would be enough. I don't know.
I've seen you eat hot dogs before, too. It's so weird. You eat them like Go-Gurt. Like, he just bites the tip off and then just squeezes on the base.
Doesn't count if it's just the tip.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he's like, my teeth are too tender for the skins. It's just so...
It's just like watching a pelican gobble down a fish.
Yeah, you treat it almost like he'll put his mustard down and then his relish down in the bun, and then he'll snip the hot dog and then just squeeze it out too.
Ew,
like it's another
stop.
Topic. It's so weird to watch.
Oh, that just made my stomach hurt. Oh,
that's disgusting.
I don't.
Can you really do that? Could you if you snip a hot? No, you can't do that. That's not true. There's no way. Oh, God.
Oh, someone killed the bit like someone killed Nick Bonacotti this morning. So the bit. I announced to my mom that these celebs that mean something to her died. And again, it's a mix and match. Like if Taylor Swift OD'd tomorrow, even though she's young, I could get something from my mom. She enjoys like Shake It Off or whatever that's like.
That would really hurt a lot of people if Taylor died tomorrow.
If Taylor?
Yeah, we're on a first name base.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would only be upset if I wasn't like nearby enough to get a whirl while it was still warm. I'm not even saying I put it in because that sounds bacterial, but I might do like what Joey G did, like eating the rolled hot dog. I might like grab a boob or something. Just like rub my head against her knee for a second.
A dead boob.
Yeah. Just dead boob.
Titty. Yeah. I don't think fat rigor mortises, you know? Like.
rigor mortises.
Plus, she's got implants. She's got like a tasteful little implant situation, I think, much like the Hilton girl, Paris Hilton, did.
Oh,
I think Paris went from like an A to a B, which if you're an A cup, that's a smart way.
Mm.
Don't do like a D cup on an A. It just looks silly. You've wasted my time.
Who was the other chick with Paris Hilton? Nikki something?
Nicki Minaj.
No, not Nicki, but Nicki Minaj.
Nicole Richie. Who, like, gave this weird sense to an entire generation of what they thought a biracial person could look like. And I'm like, she's not...
She's white.
Yeah, she's not his blood daughter.
Yeah.
But, like, especially the Kardashians when there was, like, who's the big ox? Who's the Beast of Burden
Khloe.
Kardashian?
Khloe.
Khloe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Khloe. When they're like, OJ is Khloe's dad. I'm like... Have you, like, the Michael Jackson kids? I'm like, have we not established what someone who's half black looks like? Like, I don't care how much they bleached them afterward. Like, the kid's gonna come out half black looking. Yeah. Like the Chloe's.
OJ is her godfather, though.
Well, that's very different.
Yes. But... I just wanted to point that out that I know that.
Marlon nice. Brando is everyone's godfather, but we're not all 400 pounds and bang Polynesian women. You know, like, it's not in the genes. So it weirded me out with Nicole Richie. People would be like, oh, she looks just like him. Like, how stupid are you?
No.
Like, it was his drummer's kid or something.
Yeah, it was drummer's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drummer was legit like, you'll give her a better life than I can take her.
Here,
yeah.
Mufasa.
Yeah. I like it because it's actually a post-racial story. You know, like it's a white guy being like, the rich black man will do it better.
Do you think Lionel Richie at some point took that baby out to the balcony and was like, everything the light touches?
I think he did like the Michael Jackson balcony thing where he just dangled blanket or whatever.
Does anybody know why he did that, Michael Jackson with the baby? Was that just what was it? Was he on drugs?
Like the
what
lube the... caused his grip to slip.
Oh.
Terrible. John Papa Georgia, ladies and gentlemen.
I think Michael was probably on something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dangled his baby.
The other kid?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
I don't know. Like, it's a baby. It weighs 8 pounds. What? Yeah. I don't get it. Like, do babies' feet just rip off? Like, you can hold it by one foot. It's like, I mean, here, I'm holding a water bottle that weighs as much as a baby. Like, my grip isn't going to slip. I get it. Like, if it does, like, if a bird of prey streaks down and grabs the kid, like, yeah, egg on your face, big time. Like, holy hell. But also, like, the greatest... It would be like when Randy Johnson just hit the seagull midair with that pitch. Like, it would be the greatest piece of video
it's like an
there
explosion.
Ever was.
It's like an explosion of feathers.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Just where'd the bird go?
Oh, my God. Poof. That bird literally disappeared. Like, that was
disintegrated.
A sleight of hand. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, a Randy Johnson fastball into a, you know, what amounts to a pigeon. Right. I mean,
oh my, yeah. It was just. It was the worst thing you've ever seen. But I've watched it 100 times.
I've seen it so many times.
Yeah. No. I mean, imagine Michael Jackson holding his kid by like one leg, and then yeah, there's just some German falconer in the crowd. Just pulls the hood off his kill beast.
Bring her. Bring him
like,
to me.
Points. Yeah.
Go, Xerxes.
Yes. Exactly. You got us.
The guy's
there.
Like,
I know.
I've been training this
I
hawk
don't
to snatch babies.
Back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. He's just gone. Just zips him away.
I just want to point out how obvious it is that Papa's never held an actual baby because I don't know if you know this, but they move. That's the.
Is it? Yeah.
Right? Like your
grab
mug,
him hard.
Your mug there doesn't move.
Don't they have like a hide or a scruff you can grab him by, like a puppy?
Well, I just think it's obvious that you didn't listen to our podcast last week because he did hold a baby.
I did.
Not only did I listen, I watched live with my wife.
You did?
For the 20 minutes that it was on.
Not only did he listen, he made it as far as he could.
I did. I remember the baby was sitting right here.
Yep.
And Papa held it at one point, and it was a little bit.
Yeah, the baby was racist.
I believe my wife out loud went, oh, God.
Oh, God. Don't give him the baby.
And then...
Give it to the girl.
And then if you didn't...
Why? I mean, did they catch that I was trying to pick it up fawn style? Just two thumbs out? Like, hey.
No, it's just you don't look like someone that, holds babies that
no,
often.
No, I don't.
Well,
ever.
It's that
I don't know anything about kids. Like, I hate them, but I don't molest them. So I'm like a complete blank when it comes to kid knowledge.
So you're a normal person?
Yeah, I guess
you're
so.
You're like, I don't hate babies and I don't molest
them. Well, a lot
them.
Of people
makes you
like will go for the
being.
Easy gag with me when they're like, oh, yeah, well, it's a thin line between love and hate. I'm like, yeah, but I haven't crossed it. Like, I just hate babies and children and everything. Like, I don't know. I spent my entire life trying to be an adult and then you have to regress because you have a kid. No goddamn thank you.
What do you mean you have to regress?
What do you mean?
Like,
yeah, what do you
like
mean that?
I I work all my life, hypothetical me that has moved out of the house. I work all my life and I get
hypothetically.
I get enough on the ball that I own my own place. I pay for a you know, big screen TV.
This is all hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical. Just okay. I get a girlfriend. just heaping hypothetical, building the hypothetical pyramid over here. I get a girlfriend. We make a kid. Like, we both have careers enough, hypothetical, that can pay for this. I can pay for the woman. I can pay for the rent. I can pay for the TV. And what is it ultimately for? So I can't watch my own, you know, my own ass on my TV. I have to watch Paw Patrol. I can't sleep in the king bed, hypothetical, sleeping a twin. I can't sleep in the king bed that I paid for. I can't bang the girl, hypothetical, that I, you know,
can,
I...
Can we just take a... You sleep in a twin bed?
Whatever the baby bed is, yeah.
It's a twin.
Yeah.
You sleep in a twin, so
do you know,
I.
Do you know what a twin... Really?
Yeah. I sleep in a twin bed.
A twin bed?
I live at home.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I mean, alone, it's not that bad, but yeah, I prefer a queen.
Well, alone is the only way it can happen because you can't fit two people in those things.
Oh, no, I've tried. There was a girl, a couple girls I brought over would crash in the twin. It was the nightmare sleep.
Does Yu-Gi-Oh, your Japanese body pillow, constantly fall out of the bed? Or does
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Does she stay... Does she stay like...
She has a compartment.
Are you able to be the big spoon or is that
She's
is it problematic?
Stored. She's folded away properly after her drying.
She's been bad.
Once I take the collar and leash off, I drag my Japanese body pillow around the neighborhood.
Like I give her a final bang and then I have a pulley system above my bed and I just lift her up and I let her drip out during the night, glazing me like a ham in the oven.
And then it's like that scene in Hostel where the chick cuts the it bathes in the blood. Oh my God, you would. It just gets
And then I wake her up each day and I lower her back onto my form. Like it's when Smithers hallucinates that Burns is flying in the window to him. Yeah, I do the same thing. I just lower Yu-Gi-Oh onto my prank.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Say it right. God almighty.
Yeah.
She's not just
it's
an object.
It's a soft G, but I'm not.
Japanese body pillows have feelings too. Jesus.
So can we get back to the bit?
Yeah,
I want to hear
bit.
About this.
The bit. We'll do the bit. So... My mom, for years, would prattle on to me about a football player that she met a couple of times when she lived in Miami back in the 70s. And she'd go, Nick Bonacotti this, Nick Bonacotti that. And I wasn't like, you know, my dad came over from Greece in 77. He didn't really give a damn about football. Like, really, my dad was like a Johnny come lately. Like, he arrived in the DMV in the late 70s. He was alive for 3 Super Bowl rings, and then he died like almost right after Dan Snyder came to power. So,
it's the
like,
dream.
Yeah, he really went out on top. Yeah. Like, had he died a month prior, he would have even missed September 11th. Like, it would have just been like he would have really gone out, just cock strutting, just chest puffed out.
Well,
like America's number one, the
I guess
Redskins.
That's one way to,
yeah,
you know, in the coffin and stuff. That's
oh, he would have just
he would have just not died, I guess.
Yeah, no, he
I don't
went.
Understand the
he pretty much went down like a week after September 11th and
oh
had to be.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm dying.
So was he. Yeah.
Oh boy, she's even. Oh my God, that looks like it hurts. You all right over there? She's hurting, man. Yikes.
Oh, that was. Funny. You're a funny guy, man.
You're a funny guy. Funny how? Like funny like a clown here to amuse you? Yeah. Funny how? No, I don't
like
know.
I make you, laugh?
Like funny how? How the fuck am I funny?
Trying to do a clean show, Joseph.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, fine. John, you can go back and tell me when I need to bleep it when I submit the pot. How's that? We'll do that. There's our compromise. You're on beepy duty.
Where's the button?
You just have to tell me when it is. I'll go back and bleep it. So back to the bit.
Yes.
Back to the bit. My dad comes over and he's like, look, I'm dying in 24 years. I don't give a goddamn who Nick Bonacotti is.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to know. But I hear this name over and over. I grow up. I'm like, do you mean Joe Montana?
Yeah.
Do you mean Mark Rippon? Then I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Nick Bonacotti. So today I'm on Twitter. I follow a guy from ESPN back in my days when I had a bot that would just like add 100 people and then unfollow the people who didn't follow me back. I got some good names from that back in the day, including this guy who works at ESPN, Don Van Natta Jr.
Okay.
Like, he's a big swinging D over there. He's a really intelligent guy. I'm like, thank God my stupid bot got you, because he followed me back and now we'll DM on occasion. Don Van Natta tweets today, Nick Bonacotti, Miami Dolphins legend, dead. And I mean, legend, like, I think it's a strong like word, but... Day of the Jackal programming just kicks in my head. Like,
animal.
Oh, I'm here to kill the president. You know, like, and I'm just like, hey, mom, did you hear? From and she goes, no, what? And I go, Nicholas Bonacotti's dead. And she fell like the Twin Towers a month before my father's passing.
Too soon.
Just
too
like, soon.
No! Bonacotti!
Yeah, because like, not only a celeb she knows, but you have to understand, like, she was a hot piece of ass in Miami in the mid-70s or whatever the hell.
Who was?
He's like, my mom. She's like, and he's like this big... Yeah, he's this big, virile football player trying to bang her or gutted her out five times.
Maybe.
What do I know? Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, I am. I'm a pig. And I don't know the relation, but the point is, like, everything crumbles, man. Like, this is a woman whose looks are gone. This handsome man who was just a staple of vitality, he's now in the dirt. And I just flung it at her like a handful of cat ass. She's like, hey, mom! How's this? And I mean, she really cried and I felt bad.
She cried?
She cried. She like legit cried.
You lie.
No. She was like,
was she crying from Nick Bonacotti or because her son's a dickhead?
I think it's all the above. Yeah. She's like, why is my 38-year-old son in his childhood room and able to scream at me that Nick Bonacotti died? Why is Nick Bonacotti dead? When will I follow him into the grave? All the above. Jesus. Like, it's like a pho of tears, you know. There's just all the different ingredients thrown together.
A pho, you mean?
It's pho.
Pho.
It's pho.
It's pho. It's pho. The Vietnamese noodle soup. Yeah, it's pho.
Oh, no, it's pho.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not talking about.
I'm not saying how it's pronounced. I'm saying it's pho. Don't say pho.
Oh my God!
You sound like
Joe there. If you come to my country, you speak my GD language. Wow. Maybe we need to swap you for another red hat, pal.
I always thought it was pho. Am I saying
it's
it wrong?
It's
no,
pho.
I think it's in Vietnamese. Yeah, I think it's pho.
That's why it's hilarious when they name their place Pho.
But it's
King.
Like, okay, so look.
Get it?
All right, so let's talk about this real fast. All right, so I'm a big... yeah. So I'm a big...
They do that.
See, I have to say this word because if I say the other word, you won't understand. I'm a big soccer fan. Uh-huh. Right, but it's actually not soccer. It's actually football.
Yeah, footy.
But if I say football, nobody understands what I'm talking about.
No,
right?
Yeah,
you say pho. You just it sounds like me. It sounds like me walking into a room and be like, it's not soccer. It's football. It's not pho. It's pho.
But there's no other word it's confused with. We're not New Jersey housewives. Give me the pho. Give me the pho, Christopher. No.
I want the pho, Christopher.
Yeah, you say pho. You say pho. We both know it's all the same.
Oh, now it's all the same. So, but now, all right. Well. All right.
Look, this is how poisonous his brand of football is. It destroyed the show. It destroyed the show.
I am wearing a red
hat. This show right now is as dead as Nick Bonacotti.
No, that's it's just, Caps hat.
It's
like
a Caps
it.
Hat. Yeah, it's Caps. Not a MAGA hat. It's not a MAGA hat like John has in his trunk. You know?
John did put an NRA hat on my bear outside.
That's true. Yeah.
To be fair, I just have to preface that with I have a giant bear outside my home that my parents and I dress up for holidays.
Nice.
Completely normal.
Yeah.
And John put an NRA hat on it.
Nice.
I do all sorts of stuff. There's a dildo chin strap I put on him one time.
No, you didn't.
It's called a chindo.
Oh, I believed you for a second.
Chin-tendo?
I was like, no, you didn't.
Oh, my God. Well, I think he thought you, when you said you have a bear, I think he thought like large gay man.
Like, yeah, like you're talking bear. To him. He's in studio with you.
Yeah. He comes with me everywhere.
Joe Gagliardi in your backyard.
Oh.
The bear man.
There's bear man.
No. That's happened before, man. I've definitely gotten hit on by a certain population.
I thought you were going to say, like, I've definitely eaten out of trash cans.
Everybody thinks I eat out of trash cans now.
And floor hot dogs.
Yeah, and you squeeze your hot dogs like toothpaste tubes. Yeah.
Well, the floor hot dog got thrown away. I can prove that. It's in my car.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, I haven't thrown it. I just haven't taken it out of the... It's not on the ground in my car. It's in a trash bag in my car.
I thought you kept it.
No, it's just on my dashboard. It's just sitting on my dashboard. Yeah. Just baking in the sun. That's when they get nice and crispy.
You've just got it in a little napkin robe right now. Just waiting to eat it on the way home.
It's got a special place in my heart.
He does everything but eat a hot dog normally. I've seen him eat it like a mozzarella string before.
Ew.
He's just, oh, it's so...
It's delicious, man.
It's
all the best parts of the pig mashed together. You know? I don't even think it's a pig anymore. I don't even... What is it even made of? It's like whatever bologna
they're like,
is.
They're like half...
What the hell is bologna?
Bologna's pig, yeah.
Is it pork? No, it's beef.
You can get a beef. I mean, if it's like kosher, you get... beef, but so
say it right,
normal.
Kosher.
What did he say to me? We're going to New York in a couple weeks, and he said something like, I found this great Knish place.
I did.
You're going to love
Knishery.
Oh, is it on Houston? The
yes.
One? Yeah. Near Russ and Daughters.
Yeah.
It starts with a B.
Brandy's?
No.
Brandy's Knish.
Bow.
Big
something.
Jewish teas.
No,
Knishery.
No, it's some. I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
It's in my old neighborhood.
Yeah. She was on the Lower East Side for a long time.
Oh, nice.
Orchard Street.
Good place, right?
Yeah.
Great place.
You guys are going to New York?
Yeah, we are.
Have to.
For what?
Got to be done.
Just to see some comedy.
Well, that brings us to our next topic.
See some comedy. Do some J.O. Buds.
Yeah, J.O. Buds, man. Yeah.
We're
essentially sleeping in bunk beds in something called a pod hotel, which I'm...
It's a Japanese sex thing.
Yeah, I'm
a pod hotel.
Certain,
pod.
Yeah. Oh, is it like the small? Just
it's like getting a
you basically
dorm room.
Just go there to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
And they
chill.
Give you free Swedish fish in the lobby.
Do they really?
Very classy.
Thank you. I just go every time I'm walking by, I grab 10.
Now, wait a minute.
That's just what I eat for the entire trip.
Individually wrapped?
Yeah, individually wrapped.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't
want a bin.
I want your disgusting hands.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like you'd care. Your
sweaty,
hot dog.
Your sweaty ketchup and mustard 7-Eleven hot dog residue having hands.
You
dig around.
You eat it like goddamn
fish.
Bobbing for apples, you pig.
How do you eat a Swedish fish? You probably eat it like a string cheese.
Yeah, I chew. You're just like, oh, down the hatch. No.
Gulp.
Yeah.
Like a, I don't know, that was me trying to be a walrus. I don't know that.
I liked it.
Sounded
it
more
good.
Like a clown car horn.
Like a gay seal over here. No gag reflex. Just bam.
With Swedish fish, I feel like you'd have to have a really sensitive gag reflex to gag in a Swedish fish.
They're huge.
Swedish fish?
They're huge.
They're the size of a small fish.
Well, I guess my throat is that straight, Queensley.
Queensley?
What does that mean? You don't know what it means.
You know what it means. Queensley.
Minsaruski. Yeah.
If my throat isn't straight, how was I toothpasting the hot dogs earlier or whatever it was you were saying, you idiot?
Mozzarella sticking the hot dogs.
Yeah, mozzarella sticking.
You
no, he
only
said earlier,
do that because you saw how much it angered me when you just shoved them down the hole before.
The mustard's just lube at that
point. More like a duck.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'd say it's more like a duck.
You would literally do, yeah, like that deep throat video bit where he'd be like, hey, Papa, check this out, while I was on stage. And he would just like put his head back and put the entire hot dog down.
Yeah,
and I would see the outline of it go down his throat. So
yeah.
Creepy.
All right. So despite the pod hotel with the free Swedish fish.
Yeah.
And the Knish place in my old neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you going? Can I come?
I mean, if you want to come, absolutely.
I don't know how that doesn't really...
We can just get a different hotel. You and I can split one bed.
Well, I would stay with a friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll take back what I just said.
I guess. Yeah.
I'd never share a bed with Joe. That'd be gay. Gay is Joe's throat.
I would not be down for that either.
What do you... You're just going to see comedy or perform?
Yeah. No, we're going for two nights to see it. I mean, if you want to come with, then you have a place to crash. That'd be awesome.
I sold out Radio City. I don't know if you guys know. I'm doing a two night run. I'm doing a two night run in August. I sold out Radio City. I'm gonna do my act.
This is
a 10 minute. It's a 10 minute bit about hot dogs.
So did King Kong, you piece of shit.
I'll do my act in the New York City, like a legitimate comedian.
What you want to do is sell out the Garden.
Oh my God.
That's when you know you've made it.
You're like fish on Halloween.
Didn't Jim feel this way while Pam was doing that voice?
Oh, yeah. So did King Kong.
Yeah. Okay, but if you want to come with, I'll give you all the details. Like, okay. I have a flawlessly...
It's like wall-to-wall improv.
Yeah, well, no, it's wall-to-wall food and then improv each night.
Okay.
With some improv Saturday afternoon.
Where are you going? What are you seeing?
We're going to be at the Hell's Kitchen UCB Friday night, and okay. Saturday night we're going to be at Subculture, Lower East Side, your old digs.
Mm-hmm.
So you should come with. Yeah.
But it's like a for real, like an improv marathon. It's like...
It's a couple shows each
night.
Like
two or three shows.
She needs to see good improv.
A night.
Yeah, I would have to be like busy all the time
Yeah. Okay.
I can't have any downtime or else that's
You'll
when
just start
I get
masturbating in public.
No, well, I would start, you know.
So what about the
relapse? That's relapse city, baby.
Yeah,
that's relapse city.
Complete relapse city. Yeah. So.
Why don't we just put you on like a leash, like a little kid? Like, we'll just put you in a backpack and a little string. We'll tie
You're
going to
hold me
wrist.
Up front, like a baby Bjorn. I'll be up front.
Yeah, I'll
you.
Just hold you by the ankle.
I'm wondering
over the balcony of the pod.
I'm wondering if I don't come back from New York City smoking cigarettes again. Because it's like, I used to smoke cigarettes when I was in the Marines. Every time I'm in New York City.
You smoke.
I don't know. What I'd like before I even know what's going on. It's like, well, where'd I get a pack of cigarettes from?
Right. Worst place to buy them, too, because they're $1 million.
Well, I'm not going
to
do it now. They're probably $17.
That's literally my entire strategy if and when I do New York. More if, more hypotheticals for the pyramid. I would just, in order to get stage time or anything else, bring cigarettes up from Virginia. Weirdly enough, I would keister them. Like, even though I wouldn't need to, I'd just do that. Like, I would want the prison vibe.
Yeah, just for the story, well, too.
Yeah.
It adds a nice flavor.
Yeah. Like, just a carton.
That hot dog floor flavor.
Yeah.
How do I put this? Would the resistance be
Can
that,
I have those
would
cigarettes?
Would the resistance be that little that you would be able to get a cigarette intact in there?
In my anus?
Is that like what you're saying?
I don't remember the last time I raped myself with a suppository, but it was not pleasant. Like, anytime I have used one, I'm just like, how do the gays do this?
You've had to do
Wait, what? What, a suppository?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, first of all, I'll give you some real laughing material because I love being shamed. There was a stretch in my childhood where my tum-tum was too sensitive for oral Tylenol.
Yeah.
And my mom was a bit of a hypochondriac, so old Johnny's butthole got a bit of a workout with the Tylenol suppository.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But then, like, I was like, Mom, I can drive myself. This has gone too far.
I'm 16.
Yeah.
So all those pre-show meetings about, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? You guys got any topics? I don't remember John's childhood anal suppository situation coming up.
They
but yet here we are.
Yeah, yeah. Just
so,
roll with it.
You know, roll with it. Just go with it. Yeah.
Because I've never had to take one of those things.
Yeah, you take D up the A.
The suppository.
Shut up! You're always DAing.
Wait, can we get back to something? So wait, you're saying that you self how does one self rape? How can the raper also be the rapee? That doesn't work.
I don't know. It's like the snake eating his tail. It's Ouroboros.
You are both consenting and non-consenting.
Yeah, I'm
rape-o-boros. You're like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
Of assailants. Like, I am both a raper and
in
a rapee.
In this moment, in the box, the cat is both not raped and raped.
Well, I guess if that's the Schrodinger's theory is to be believed, I guess we're all technically raped and non-raped.
At all times. So I took those as a kid for a couple of years until, I was like shaving my sideburns. And I was like, okay, this needs to end. It's been some good times. I'm going to tell you about Nick Bonacotti's death in 20 years.
Wait, what were the couple of years? Because I think that's crucial. If your mom's giving you anal suppositories between 13 and 15, that's a whole other conversation.
I probably started at like 6 and ended like 9 or 10.
That's fine. That's acceptable.
Like once I was old enough to get hard-ons, it got awkward.
Yeah.
So we did that. And then a couple of times in my 20s when I was like, lifting all the time and living on nothing but protein, it would just blow out my ass sometimes. Like, you're literally shitting bricks. And sometimes I'd be like, okay, I gotta have like a roid situation or something going on. Like, I've never had anything dangling, but you can have the internal ones too, yeah. I guess. And so my parents, I guess more my dad than my mom, because they kind of stopped a couple years after he died, but they're next to the butter. In the little butter case would also be chilled prep H's. And so, like, after one time my ass was really on fire, and I was like, this might be like cold aloe on sunburn.
Yeah.
But, shoving an icy pellet the size of my pinky in my ass was, I've had better days.
Yeah.
Like, and at first, like, much like Joey's hot dog, like, I put it in, but it didn't take, like a baby eating, you know? So, like, it popped back out.
You gotta put mustard on it, man. You got the mustard.
And so then I just had this hairy, mildly melted suppository back in my hand that I picked up off the bathroom floor. And I was like, I waste not, want not. Waste not, want not. And I just shoved it back in there.
Oh.
And it stayed the second time. But you really have to push it in, man.
I thought you were going to say you just took it orally. You were like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, just chewed it.
I'll just swallow it. Ew,
it's like some big league
some
chew.
Some pH.
Probably work just as well.
Like a gusher.
I don't, you know, what is fascinating about that story ultimately is that your stomach was
how
too
hard
sensitive.
You are?
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah. Duh, I'm poking through, I'm lifting up this table right now. But your stomach was too sensitive for Tylenol, so the solution was to shove it in your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is same reason I don't swallow.
You couldn't. There was no Tylenol liquid. There was no, like, no, that was the
I
only
don't know, like,
other.
It literally happened one time, I think. Like, I barfed after Tylenol, and my mom jumped to the Monopoly board piece that said, I'm going to shove pellets in my son's ass.
I can see that. Her doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, maybe he was just really sick this one day. Because I think that's how it started. Like, I might have had, like, a really upset stomach one time, so she gives me Tylenol, and I'm just immediately like, blah! So instead, we go to the suppositories, and then it's like, well, we got 18 out of 20 left. You know?
And we don't waste. Waste yeah. not want that.
Yikes.
Not in a Greek household.
Yeah, exactly. Like, does the cat look like it has a sniffle to you? You know, just anything with an asshole is getting a suppository.
There's no wasting. That's why she never throws anything out.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that is considerate. If you think about it, you come in, you want like a
that's
iced
why
tea.
She didn't wear gloves
you want
to put
iced
them
tea,
in.
You want some chips, you want a suppository. You know,
yeah.
Fast acting.
It's real Roman of us. Yeah.
There is that whole vodka soaked tampon thing. Or I mean, you know, alcohol soaked tampon.
Yeah, it's called boofing.
Boofing. Is that what boofing is?
Yeah.
What boofing is?
Oh, boofing nice. Is putting drugs or alcohol up your butt.
Up your butt, yeah.
To get high. I swear, that's what they call it.
I know.
Why are you laughing?
Everybody knows
nothing.
You know.
Yeah.
Of course you know.
I am.
Papa's like, I got a bottle of Captain.
Exactly.
No, I know.
I remember
know some
at 21
people.
At the bar, I was like, wait, there's another way to do this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know some people that have thank done you. It. Yeah. I know multiple people.
Eva, when was the last time you did it?
I've never done it.
No, you've never boofed?
I've never boofed.
That's just ridiculous.
I don't believe
to me.
That.
That's ridiculous.
Never boof.
But you'd admit
just drink
it.
The alcohol.
What?
But like, you would admit it if you had. But like, I would have lost a lot of money right there if you're like, did Eva ever boof? I was like, yeah, give me.
Of course she has.
Yeah, give me my
that old salt.
give me my salt.
No, I never have.
Really?
I'm when it came to my booze, I'm old fashioned. I just drank it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have ended up addicted to booze if it was boofing. I don't know. I never liked
you
drinking.
Might have.
I never liked drinking.
Oh, I pictured, I've seen you drink. He just sits on the bottle of Jaeger and then sits up like a Jaeger machine, lets it drain all the way.
That would work, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm just saying. Tell me a better way.
There's no regulator plate on doing it like boofing style. Like that's pure
people
nitro
do it with
ass.
Drugs too, with pills, with
marijuana.
I don't think marijuana.
Maybe.
Marijuana would.
I don't know. I don't
do
know.
It.
Like maybe with like. I
one of you
know.
Take a hit and then just shotgun it into my ass.
You know what I have heard? I have heard of porn stars putting cocaine either on their vaginas or on their dicks so they don't, either they don't, I guess in the case of the woman, you don't feel the 8-foot-long giant tree trunk dick tearing you all to shreds. And if you're the guy, I guess you don't come in 2 seconds from the porn, you know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But coke up the butt is definitely
I would just never waste coke like that.
Yeah, but why would you put coke up your butt? Because that's what I'm saying. It's like, wouldn't coke just make you go numb? It's like, you just want a numb butthole? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, like, I feel like...
I would never waste coke just, that way.
Like, I don't want to feel my butthole right now. So let me
like,
get
you know how you would always throw your veggies away as a kid and your parents would be like, don't do that. Kids are starving in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the Colombian kids are like just shoving coke in each other's assholes. And it's like, don't do that. There's kids in America that don't have coke at all.
Yeah, come on.
Like,
exactly.
I just want that coke.
Cocaina.
You see that coke residue you just washed off your foot?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You could have gotten 23,000 Americans high with that.
Aww.
Oh, but I don't care, Mom. I'll have more coke tomorrow.
Oh, do I have to finish my coke?
Gee, let me guess what you packed me for my lunch, Mom. Coke and coke.
How do they do that? What do they take, the leaves, and then what do they do? You got a coca leaf, and then what do you do?
Well, they take the leaf and they
dry it out. What do you dry it out?
They fill it with the cocaine, and then they put it in their son's butt because he had an upset tummy one time.
You've just gone right off the rails, man. You're just there. Let's go back in chronicle. I want to find we're going back in chronicle. Papa's Basement Podcast.
Uh huh.
I bet there hasn't been a single one out of the 600 and however many there's been.
This is 605.
605.
604.
604. I think 604. Yeah.
I bet you 600.
Season 1, 604. Episode 604.
I bet you 602 of them contained references to something going into some asshole somewhere.
Probably.
It's actually 606. It's weird how the math works.
So you've had more references to things going in assholes than you've had podcasts.
It's amazing.
Somehow out there in the ether, it's like. the universe just assumes.
Like, you know how they got, like, Thanos from the parallel universe in Endgame? Like, there's parallel universes of Papa's basements where I'm still talking about boofing.
Yeah. There's one where, for example, your stomach is not too sensitive to take Tylenol, so you don't have to have it shoved up your ass at the age of 17.
So my mom
but you just want
me.
To.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I don't know. Mom, that one made me sick.
It's like, Mom, get the foam finger from the ball game.
Ew.
Once again, I feel like if you're able to insert
lacquer
that,
it.
The lack of resistance would be... I'd get that looked at.
Yeah,
I'd get that looked at.
No,
you're like, I don't know, a foam finger went right
you
in
just
with no
lacquer
resistance.
It and lube it. Just lacquer and lube it like a stuffed squirrel.
Lacquer it? Lacquer it?
Yeah.
What is the lacquer?
Just put a lacquer on to firm it
is
up.
Is it lacquer sticky? I feel like you're counteracting.
It hardens. It hardens. It creates an exoskeleton.
The lacquer than the lube.
Creates a veneer.
What was the original? How did we end up here? We were talking about
New York.
We went into your phone and we saw the pictures of you giving suppositories to your son.
We were talking about New York.
We were talking about New York. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Are you guys
yeah.
performing while you're there?
Not really, no.
Just like Felatio.
An open practice, I guess, sort of. Oh, and also, yes, performing, right.
Yeah, there's
in
an
the
open
pod practice. Hotel.
There's an open practice we're going to take you to. I'm not going to let you alone for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get drunk in 2 hours.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I'm saying.
In Manhattan, you get drunk in 2 seconds. You're like, pass me the
No, bottle. I'm literally going to, like, duct tape my hand to yours or something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but
yeah. I probably shouldn't go.
That's probably not a good
idea. I don't know.
It's a nice thought. I'm
You're
not ready.
You're surrounded by.
No, I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready yet?
I'm not ready to go to New
Shut
York
up.
Yet.
Shut up. You're always not ready.
Shut up. You're never ready.
Plus, Papa Giorgio drinks like a fish.
What?
Right.
All
no,
the,
we're talking all the booze, not seed.
All the ouzo. The ouzo and the...
I do like that. God, I'm trying to remember what the other Greek boozes are. There's ouzo. We'll just go with ouzo.
Ouzo.
Ouzo's the only one anybody knows.
Ouzo.
I know Latvian booze, balzamps.
Balzamps?
Yeah. They give it to kids like when they're sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But in their butt because their tummy's hurt.
Yeah. Well, that's just a Latvian cultural thing, too.
Yeah. that's Greek. That's Greece for you, man.
Yeah.
That's actually why the word boofing is so weird. It's just a Latvian word for smiling child.
Is there still a country called Latvia? Is that still an actual country?
Yeah.
Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. They're the Baltic states.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I know an Estonian guy.
This isn't Africa. Out. Countries don't just disappear.
Yeah. Well,
they're not taken over by some warlord named like Smiling Jumping Jack Flash. Or...
Whoa, he's insensitive.
No, they have really crazy names over there. Good Luck Jonathan. I'm trying to remember.
What?
Yeah, you don't know. Let me look up Good Luck Jonathan.
Good Luck Jonathan.
Like they just sound like movies that starred Matt Damon at an early point in his career.
Movies that starred Matt Damon.
What's
the Martian?
Yeah, Good Luck Jonathan, former president of Nigeria.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a good name. You know, got good luck. Right?
Get him to the casino.
He never farted after a boofing once. It's incredible.
You should run for president and be like, hey, I'm Big Dick Papa Giorgio.
I don't like that language.
I think the people would. It's not about you. It's about the United States of goddamn America.
I thought you wanted me to be president of Nigeria. That would be amazing.
You couldn't run Nigeria. Crazy.
Why?
You're not qualified for that.
Why? Why?
Do you have any idea? What's the Nigerian currency? You have no idea.
The peso.
The peso.
In an odd coincidence.
No, it's not.
It's, I have no idea.
It's the Nigeron.
Really?
No, I just made that up. That sounds like it could be real, doesn't it? The Nigeron?
No.
You're like,
you said it was such gumption.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on the strength of the Nigeron. I don't know.
No, it sounds like a camera company over there.
Nigeron.
Nigeron. Yeah. I don't know what the Nigerian currency is. Does Africa have its own? I feel like they just should just have their own currency, no? Like the African.
Like the African. They just call it the African euro.
The African dollar. I don't know.
It's odd.
American dollar?
Nah, they all got their own monies. I don't know.
Many monies.
Yeah. Many, many.
Many, many.
Many monies.
Many, 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 many.
Isn't Wyclef like Haitian?
Yeah. Wyclef, I think, is Haitian. Yeah.
He's Haitian.
Yeah. He did something. He was in the news for something crazy recently.
Yeah, because he did give money to Haiti after an earthquake fund, and then he spent all the money on him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's Wyclef.
I know.
Why?
I'm going to have to sell my signed copy of The Eclectic.
He went on vacation. He's going to be gone until November.
Oh!
And that's the Papa's Basement show.
Boom. I'm looking at the camera while I do that. Boom.
So our improv theater died.
That sucks, man.
I heard. I'm sorry, guys.
Our improv theater died. If I were more prepped, I would play the Boys to Men clip that I always do. How do I...
No, that's
I do.
Although we've come to the
end of the road.
I guess, you know what? End of the road would have worked, yeah.
Let go.
It's unnatural.
This is terrible. You guys don't know the words. You guys obviously don't know the words.
I'm sorry. We didn't all grow up in Baltimore burying our black homies every weekend.
Jesus. Over the line. God, you grew up in Loudoun County, you pig.
Are you from Baltimore?
Outside of
he
it.
Hears that song and his wrist instinctively bends to pour a 40.
You are too much, man. You are too much. You never known. You live in the bubble of Northern Virginia.
I do.
Fairfax County. This is
only had three murders to deal with my senior year.
Where did you go
three
to high school?
Deaths. Chantilly. I went to TJ. This is how sensitive I am at 38, I have to mention, I qualified for Thomas Jefferson, the magnet school. Google it to see where it ranks. And I dropped out after 9 weeks.
Good job.
Yeah, I went there. Like, I honest to God, I had this talk with a shrink. I went there just because I knew there was such contempt in my family for people that had to try to be smart. Like, we were so happy to just be smart. And so I had such contempt for people that tried hard. I wanted to go to Thomas Jefferson to devalue the thing that they cared so preciously for.
Oh, my God.
You really have.
And I went there, I just badmouthed the school for 9 weeks, and I just committed all sorts of vandalism, and then I left.
And then you came to Chantilly and got a 1600 on your SATs.
So you're like one of those troubled geniuses.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's naturally smart. It's annoying.
I'm good luck Jonathan Hunting.
Yeah, but he's got real problems. Like, he's like, you know, I committed vandalism. I don't know. I might have done some things to a cat I shouldn't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I dropped out of this school and I did all these things to like intentionally hurt the people I love. And
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I torture my mom on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. There's like some real. I just want to.
There's horrible things in me. Yeah.
He's like really nice to me, though.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm like, here's some more cigarettes. Shut up. You're always smoking.
I'm painting the picture, man. The picture's being painted for me, you know?
As
I have heartburn, unrelenting heartburn from the goddamn hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's why you eat them with the skin on, you porpoise.
Good God. I'm telling you right now, that relish was a bad move.
Yeah, the relish one organic thing on that hot dog.
Well, I was like, the onions don't look very good, and I'm not even 100% sure that's sauerkraut.
The
so.
Bit of cucumber. You're like, that was disgusting.
The one green thing he ate today.
This is coming up on me.
Relish is a vegetable, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, of course it is.
You know, the
pickling process, I feel like it adds all sorts of vitamins and minerals.
I agree.
You know?
I'm being serious. I agree.
How do you think they make it sweet? It's all the energy and stuff.
Kimchi's pickled. It's
kimchi
so good for you.
I love kimchi.
Yeah. I do, too.
Eat kimchi off the floor.
Hot dogs are pickled.
I eat kimchi off the floor.
just like I eat hot dogs.
You just roll it in a ball like a dung beetle.
Yeah. The dung beetle. I'll never forget. The day my son said, why do they call it the dung beetle? And I said, just keep watching.
And then he shat on his head.
And then, the dung beetle, I feel like that should be a sex move, like the hot Carl or the Cleveland Steamer.
The dung beetle, yeah.
The dung beetle. I don't know what it would be.
You just roll a turd with your feet.
Ew! Come on!
It's a solo act.
Just. Eva Crichton is, she's cringing Crichton.
You just do the mashed potato scene from Close Encounters, but with a dump you took.
You're just.
And your feet.
You are lowbrow, sir. You are lowbrow.
Am I, though?
You are lowbrow.
The dung beetle.
I'm trying to keep it classy.
For 9 weeks. I don't think I can be. So what were we talking about when TJ came up?
We're talking about
what
Baltimore.
High school we went to. Yeah. So I went to Chantilly after that. And it was relatively
and so did I.
Decent. Yeah, you went to Chantilly as well, but we did have three deaths my senior year, and I knew all three of them.
What was it from, though? I mean, like,
one was
so
suicide.
The first one was I won't say names. One kid killed himself because he did a total me move where he like banged a like vaguely hoey girl, you know, thought he had AIDS from it. Like, even though, how are we going to get AIDS? Like, he thought he might have been exposed to something through her, but he was also very religious, so that was probably weighing on him.
Oh my
and he
God.
Was a child of divorce. And I used to bully him, so I felt bad about that one. He killed himself doing carbon monoxide in the garage.
Yeah.
Then a dude that I knew through playing Magic, who got hardcore into drug dealing because we were both Magic and drug friends, got shot to death over a pound of marijuana.
Oh, man.
And then a guy I used to buy drugs from was in a car driven by a drug driver doing about 100 miles an hour on Route 50, which is like a speed limit 45 street. They hit the brakes. He went through the windshield, no seat, you know, seat belt, and got decapitated. And like, they were all thrown so far at first, they thought it was like a hit and run. And then they were like, oh, wait, he was in the car. That one, I slept through his funeral. Like, I liked the funerals because I could show up and I thought I was mature. Like, I drove in my little Chevy Cutlass that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up and was, like, just smoking in front of the teachers while I was playing Depeche Mode's Black Celebration.
Because
I was like, how apropos. And I was just smoking my Botshafters, German cigarettes I'd buy, Botshafters. And then I was like, you can't do anything about this, teacher. I'm smoking in front of you. And then for the third funeral, I, like, just slept through my alarm. But I had my suit out and I was like, I look good in this suit. And so I just went to school the rest of the day in my suit. And I was like, it was so hard. Like, just give me a hug and mourn.
Oh, my God.
And like, I was like good looking back then. So girls would give me hugs and stuff. And I was like,
no, you didn't.
I just put on the suit. No one knew.
You are going to hell.
No one knew. Speechless right now.
No one knew.
Disgusting animal.
God, oh, my God. Live with yourself.
I was like, it was so hard. You know what else is hard? Oh my
God. Give me a hug.
Yeah, give me a hug.
Oh, my God, Papa.
Like I'm like a retarded kid watching cheerleaders perform. Just like, hey,
hug! Oh, damn.
And they don't know what's going on.
That's just horrendous.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yay! Go, Redskins!
John Paul DeVos, Chantilly High, man. The pride of Chantilly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And you dropped out of the magnet school.
Yeah.
And you went to Chantilly.
Well, I went to Chantilly. I gave them their 1600 they could brag about. I don't even know if they've had one since.
They're probably still bragging about it.
Oh, Howard said, because we were the only two national merit finalists that I think they've ever had. Or we both won? I don't remember. I don't know.
He got a 1590.
He got 1590. Like a dipshit.
Yeah, my brother got a 1480. Loser.
Wouldn't let him shine my shoes.
I won't tell you what I got.
Okay. Why?
Well, because it wasn't as good as that.
So what?
Yeah.
Of course it's not as good as that. It's 1600.
We grew up miserable. And like, just we were like Asian kids, but not Asian. Like,
my brother was in all the classes with them.
Yeah.
All the smart people classes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So third grade?
Yeah, third grade. We were in GT together.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Alex.
Alex. Crichton. Nice. Of the 23 people I get Facebook friends suggested.
The Crichtons.
Everybody named Crichton.
Yeah.
Do you know this person? No, I don't know that person.
It's like the Ramones, but the Crichtons.
The Crichtons, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We roll deep.
Mm-hmm. Deep, yeah. Crichton in the building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Crichton friction.
So.
You got an addiction to Crichton.
Oh, my God.
He's good at this.
Yeah,
Let's
he is.
Going,
yeah.
You know, yes and.
Nice. You know where we won't be saying yes and anymore? Our theater that closed, the Unified
I'm
Scene
so
Theater.
Sorry
Thank
about
you.
That, guys.
How about a hug, Eva?
It's a bummer, man. It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Okay.
It was a fun
place.
It was a nice place. It was a fun place. Parking was easy. You know. It's the truth.
Parking's easy.
Makes a big difference, man. Makes a big difference.
Of course.
You know?
Where, what part of town is it?
The good part.
Bloomingdale, I think.
Bloomingdale. He was on 80T Street, Northwest.
Okay. Oh, that is the nice part.
It was good enough.
No.
There are some theaters and some real crap holes in that city.
Yes, there are.
Parking was free, some but theaters, your car wouldn't be broken into.
There's four total, now three, right? There's DC Improv, Dojo, and Source. That's it.
Yeah.
What else is there?
No, that's it.
That's it. That's ridiculous.
Oh, for improv theater.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's plenty of legit theater there.
Yeah.
Well, legit. Yeah, legit theater.
It was
none of us
theater.
None of us are legit.
Yeah. Oh no, I didn't mean it like that.
Not you dancing.
I took it like
clowns.
Yeah. No, improv is cool.
It's just not the theater.
Yes.
Did you say real theaters? I think she
I said legit.
Okay, legit theaters.
She said real. She heard her.
No, I didn't. I said legit.
I think she might have said. Yeah, she said legit. I think she said.
I said legit.
She said legit, but what I heard was not stupid clown shoe theaters.
Legit means like straight plays, like not a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She called it talented person theater, I think.
Yeah.
Those were her words. Yeah.
Not like your problems torturing cats and.
I have never in my life. There was an incident.
Putting
goofy. There was an incident so messed up that I was tangentially involved with. I will not even discuss that one on air.
More effed up than wearing a suit after skipping a funeral
so much more effed up. Like, right. I won't even do that one on air.
All right.
I won't even do that one on air.
You won't even do that one on air. Yeah. It haunts him till the day we die.
So what happens now that the theater is closed?
That's the question. I mean, where do we take
the show's got to go on the road, guys?
Oh, I think we're going to try to keep the crew together, but perform elsewhere.
Okay. Like you would rent your own spots?
We would just find bars and places like that we can perform.
I like this. Yeah. I like this idea.
Why? Because of the bar part?
Ha, 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 ha.
Have a hug.
And no hugs for you.
Give me a hug.
No.
You are too much, man.
My soap feels tight.
Guys, it was so hard. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through today.
No. Oh. So what? What bars?
Hashtag Big Bear Cafe. Hashtag Summers.
This is about the bears with Joe.
Summers?
Summers, yeah.
Summers.
I know Summers. It's right near my work.
Hashtag.
I know Summers very well.
Yeah. Summers. Perform at Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Perform at Summers. Maybe Big Bear Cafe.
Okay.
Where else? There's a couple. DuPont Underground. I don't know if that's going to keep going.
I was drinking at Summers at like 16.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's not good. Don't tell people that.
Why?
You're going to get the place closed.
We're trying to get a relationship going with that place. And you're like, I remember this time when I did this shit there.
No, it wasn't. It was because of...
my giant tits.
No. I mean, I'm sure that didn't hurt, but they had a relationship with my office that I worked at.
Oh, nice.
So I don't think that they knew that I was...
I thought you were going to say my Girl Scout troop.
No. The office that I... worked at the time.
At 16?
Yeah, I was secretary.
Oh, nice.
So, like, the office people would go there.
At Chantilly High?
No. The office people would go there, and I would just go and eat and, like, get... Oh. It's not like they were serving me.
Lemonade.
Yeah, they had no idea. So, Summers is a legit place.
Another Pam move, just stealing from other people's tables. I got the Chili's. Okay.
Yeah. You're such a Pam.
I'm such a Pam. Pam. You say that, and I think my mom, so...
You're such like a Pam and her Pam Pams, yeah.
Oh, Pam and her Pam Pams.
Pam and her Pams. You're such a krabobble.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had my shrink yet, so I'm just still weirdly numb about it. I've felt nothing. It was a 3-hour finale show that was hot as hell. Yeah.
Was it?
Oh my God! Everyone was packed in trying to say goodbye.
We were doing it. We went like so. One of the troops that we were a part of went on in like the third hour, and we were part of this group game. And the idea was to like just come up with a word or two on the spot. And I was supposed to come up with a word that started with C. And I was, my brain was just 150 degrees. I was pouring sweat. I was like, I think I said caramel. I have no idea if that made sense in the context, but it was like,
he just said someone squirt me a hot dog and then he collapsed.
Yeah. just dropped and started flopping from heat stroke. I was like, by the third hour, I honest to God could not come up with one word that started with C. Aww. It was that exhausting. And it was a great experience. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
But oh my God, man, I was just drenched and I slept like a baby.
Yeah.
Once I fell asleep at like 5 a.m.
Oh, I know. I was up like 4 hours later.
Did you guys party after?
A little bit. I mean, it ended at like midnight or something. We cleared out maybe at 1.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I did that weird thing I did when my dad died right after the Redskins won all those games. I just was like, okay, because he had me hosting. And then I was like, Sean, let Joe host a little bit. It'll mean so much to him. So Joe got to host the middle hour.
No, that's not really how that
went. But I was hosting the majority of it. And I focused on that like the whole time. And then afterward, I was still like trying to do hostly things and helping clean up. And yeah, then I didn't feel anything. I was just oddly numb. Like it was exactly like my dad died. I was like, why don't you cry, you piece of dead inside crap? And nothing happened.
But you'll cry tomorrow at Shrinky Poo.
I have two shrinks tomorrow because my Tuesday shrink canceled on me. So I have shrink at noon and shrink at 3.
You need it, kid.
Yeah.
Maybe ask one or both why you get off from torturing your mom. Maybe delve into that one. You know, and maybe tell about Nick Biscotti. Or
I don't know. I like to only talk about the things I want to fix.
Nicky Cannoli. Tell him Nick Biscotti died.
Yeah.
Shove it up their ass.
What's his name?
Nick Bukkake.
Yeah, I was about to say it and I stopped myself.
Nick Bonacotti.
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 Yo, Bonacotti, get over here.
Hey, Bonacotti.
Bonacotti, get in the game.
Yo.
Hustle.
Nikki.
Ever since your Rocky. Maria. I'm sure Italians love that. Ever since Rocky, the go-to Italian impression is just...
Boop-a-dee-beep-bop.
And then I go, it's-a me, a Mario.
It's-a me, a Mario.
It's also my Buffalo Bill impression.
Yeah.
Great fat person.
Talking about from Science of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Science of the Lambs, yeah.
Creepy. Did you hear the new It, the second It movie is like almost 3 hours long?
Oh, my God.
I didn't see it.
How many times?
Well, it's not even out yet. It's
how
like,
many?
I thought you meant the one that came out.
No, the first. So there was the first.
There's two parts to it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The second, whatever.
They fast forward the redhead. That's all I care about. Played by Jessica Chastain, is it? That's my favorite all Hollywood.
She's good.
Oh, she's so hot.
She's so talented, too.
I love her.
Yeah, she went to Juilliard.
She's great, yeah. She's talented.
Yeah, that Juilliard, that'll do it.
Yeah.
From what I understand, they're big on the thespians.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's some movie where she played a stripper, I think.
No, Jessica Chastain?
Oh, yeah, she's been naked.
No, she is not.
No, she wouldn't do that.
Where?
What movie?
I don't remember, dude. I literally just Googled Jessica Chastain naked one time, and I found results, and it was like her naked on a stage.
Oh. That doesn't sound right to me.
It doesn't.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. Like,
I doubt you. I think what you found was a Japanese body pillow website, and then that's how you met Yugi.
Like, I've got autism for things I don't care about. Now we're talking naked redheads. Like, yeah, let me look it up right now.
Did the carpet match the drapes or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's ginger as all hell, man.
Oh,
all
right.
Yeah. Hold on. Jessica Chastain.
Naked.
John Papa George's wife forever. Images. Oh, God, yeah. Take your pick.
I love you, Jess. Shut up. Get out of town.
Yeah. Have fun, kids.
Oh, she got a nice pair. Yeah, she got a nice pair there.
Oh, yeah. Good older.
That's not her.
Good old erasers.
What movie is it?
I don't know.
Unscented? What the? I'll be damned.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
She's hot.
Well, good for her. She is schmuck.
And Joe says, I stand erected. And
she's a real smoke show. Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
Be right back. Yeah, she's great. No, I love her. I love her.
Chest.
Love her.
Love her.
Love her.
I've met the one. I've met a woman in my dreams. She can boil my pies.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume the pies are boiled. I don't know how you cook a meat pie.
Have you ever actually looked at eel pie? It's the most disgusting shit on earth.
Ew. Eel pie?
What is
like
that?
I like eel sushi.
Yeah, what? That's so different. I don't love it, but I'll eat it. The unagi.
I love it.
Is there supposed to be bones in the eel?
No.
You've been eating eel sushi and there's been like little bones?
No. Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't think sushi's ever supposed to have bones, but Jesus, you get it from 7-Eleven. You're like, hey, it's 2-for-1.
That's where you get
7-Eleven app.
2-for-1.
That's where you do your shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The heartburn could be from the 7-Eleven brand tortilla chips I used to wash down the goddamn.
Hey, Eva, look, did you get the app? There's 7-Eleven ceviche on sale.
Hey, look at this. They got a special on salmon roe.
Yeah.
You guys want to go get some foie gras at 7-Eleven?
They got lobster rolls, kids.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Stone crab on special.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the British, like, if you just want to see the most disgusting food on earth, like, look up eel pie. I'm not going to look that up on my phone because I've just got Jessica Chastain nude. So when I unlock it in 5 minutes and I've already forgotten, I'll be like, ah!
Yay!
It'll just be a present to myself. Yeah.
Yay!
But, like, they just chop up eel, like, whole. And then they boil it to make, like, a gelatin come out of its skin. And then they just let it cool. It looks like if you chopped up hot dog and put it in a jello mold of
that's another way
translucent
he eats hot
dogs. Gelatin. Oh, yeah.
I'm down for that, man. I'm down for that.
God. And then he just puts it in the jello shot cup and boofs it.
This whole time, I was like, that doesn't sound very good. And then he started talking about hot dogs. And I was like,
yeah.
I love fish pie or whatever it's called.
Oh, no. Watch. Just Google it and look it up on YouTube. Like, I've seen footage of whatever travel show. Because I already knew about it for whatever reason. But then I saw a travel show a couple of years ago where they're like, we're going to eat delicious eel pie. And they're just eating this gelatinous, like, snake. It's a sea snake. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Eating bits of snake surrounded by clear jelly, and they're just with their four teeth. Yeah.
That's nasty, man.
It's a big really book of British smiles.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting. It's so repugnant.
I'll have the eel pie.
Anyone else want to say anything, or can we just go outside? Can we just call it?
Jesus, yeah. With your fucking your eel pies and your erections and all your butt suppositories. So later on, when I go and listen to the pod, and he says, "Joe, when you listen to it, tell me what we talked about."
Yeah,
we can go ahead.
I do that. Yeah,
your sensitive stomach that necessitated suppositories.
And then I always have to be like, "It was great."
It was so yeah, I don't believe it, Eva. She's like, "You're so funny.
You're so funny. So everything you do is amazing."
Papa George makes me so happy. So funny.
And then he's like, "Thank you."
Everyone, that was Papa's basement. I know literally we have 100% conversion rate. In fact, much like the butt content on the show where 606 out of 604 episodes have it, we have more viewers who made it from beginning to end than we had at the beginning of the show. Seriously? The math checks out, yeah. We're up to 489 current viewers. Not at all, but sorry, Eva. Sorry, you're believing it too much. You believed, and for that I had to punish you. Never believe in me. I'm broken. I'm a loner, Dottie, a rebel. Nah. I'm John Papa Giorgio. This was Papa's Basement. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. Leave a rating. I don't know if people do that anymore. iTunes makes it tough, but leave us a rating. Take the time. What are you doing? You're just hurtling toward the grave.
Yeah.
You're just going to be part of God's eel pie in a couple of months, it's going to feel like. You'll be dead. You'll blink. You'll be dead. There you go. There's the pep me. Pep me up. That's an expression, too. We just brought it all for you.
And then
today.
You can go to your mom and be like, "Mom, Eva Crichton died." shut up.
She'll go, "No, Eva Crichton tried to fuck me in the 70s. I'm at Papa's Basement. If you want to hold of me on social media, at PAPAS Basement. And find us and subscribe on YouTube. Share those videos. And that's about it. That's about it.
Yeah, the Mighty Joey G on Facebook and
the
Twitter.
The Mighty Joey G. Or
the Mighty Joey G on Instagram and Twitter and all the tweetable things.
Eva.
Yeah.
Orchard Eva on the gram.
You're never there.
I'm never there.
You're never there.
Yeah.
But you're always somewhere.
Till the next one. We're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.